Back with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock, followed by the Atlanta Baseball postgame show, where you and I can vent about the state of the Braves as they are down 3-1. You'll also hear what Grant McCauley had to say on Dukes and Bell, and we'll go over the state of this team and what happened this weekend, or what didn't really happen this weekend when it was supposed to at the MLB Speedway Classic. Only the Braves in 2025 would this happen to. It really is amazing, the state of this team. All right, before we spin the wheel of NFL teams, I did want you to hear what Jerry Jones had to say about the update on Micah Parsons and how those negotiations are fluid and ongoing. But I am confident, despite his trade request, that we will get this done, and he will remain a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Is that pretty accurate for you there, Oren? Pretty good? Don't let Mike Bell hear that, though, because that is a Mike Bell domain that I'm not looking to step on any toes here, people. But, you know, maybe we'll have an impression off one day, and we can let the voters decide on the Jerry Jones. But in all seriousness, he was talking about the negotiations were happening all the way back in March with Micah Parsons.
I started negotiations in March.
What with his agent?
I said I started negotiation in March, and I've negotiated double handfuls of contracts just like I did in March.
He thought it was the
again. Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I started that in March. I questioned with him in negotiation.
My question was, he thought the meeting was about leadership, not about his contract.
It's my answer. I was negotiating in March.
Don't try me, son. I'll put you right in your place. I'm the daddy.
Just answer the damn question,
I'm
Jerry.
I'm the daddy here. You don't come into my house, kind sir, and try to dictate your terms to me. This is my humble abode. You see that star up there? That's worth about $10 billion. You know what you're worth? A bag of peanuts that I traded back in 1974. That's what Jerry's saying to that. He didn't like it. He didn't like it. I'm so over it at this point. Just sign the dude. He's the second best defender in football. Just sign him. What is with this clown show? One more, Cowboys Nation. Don't lose any sleep over this. I promise.
As always, in any relationships, there are different moods at different times of your relationship. That's what it is. Don't lose any sleep over.
So just to be clear,
that's one thing I would say to our fans: don't lose any sleep over. I know my attitude, and my attitude is the same one I've had. I think the world of Micah. He's an outstanding player. He can really help us, but he's got to fit in with what's in the best interest of the team, and that's what the negotiation's all about.
Okay. He seems pretty confident about a player who wrote a 3-page notes app goodbye letter to Cowboys fans and then posted it. Seems pretty confident. About a player who publicly requested a trade and it's being talked about on ESPN.
You don't do that if you're happy.
Now, Cowboys fans, you don't lose a wink of sleep over this. I'll tell you what.
You know who's not losing a wink of sleep over this right now?
Micah Parsons. Somebody else will pay him gladly if it ain't going to be them.
He knows he'll get his break-off contract one way or the other. So that's been with Myles Garrett. Myles is like, all right, trade me. Oh, wait, this is what you're going to give me instead? All right, we're cool. Just, hey, either trade the man or pay the man. Those are the only two options you have, Jerry.
But Jerry needs it to be about Jerry. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem. All right, with that said, let's spin the wheel. Stock up, stock down, NFL teams.
All righty, sir. Stock up, stock down. Now, this is a much smaller list than the college football teams we had last time.
I was so excited to see how that was going to go. We had to do some modifications, but we got there.
It worked. We went proximity to teams that were picked on the wheel and – all right, here we go. First spin. Where is it going to land? Stock up, stock down. The New England Patriots.
This is a very good one.
A team that we have not heard a lot about so far this preseason.
And that's by design. Because think about who the head coach was at the feet of.
Yeah.
That's Mike Vrabel to Bill Belichick.
Belichick away from Vrabel, yeah.
Yeah, picking up what I'm putting down. So you will not – that place is going to go back to being a fortress. Which, you know what? I think after the shenanigans of the last couple of years, probably a good thing. Drake May, their young, talented quarterback, is certainly not somebody early on in his NFL career who stirred the pot. So you have that there. They do have Steph Diggs, which that's going to be interesting, with given the way he started his tenure in New England, dating Cardi B, and then
on that boat with that powder.
Yeah, and then giving out substances on boats. So we'll see where that goes ultimately. But I think they're going to be a competitive team this year. Their division's not great. What is Miami? What are the Jets? They could maybe make a little noise. I'm going to say stock up for the New England Patriots.
All righty. Next team on the wheel of spin. Where will it land? Where will it land?
Come on. Turtle needs a new pair of shoes.
Carolina Panthers, stock up, stock down.
See, this one's interesting because you almost have to go stock up by default, right?
They ended the season. Oh, let me rephrase that. Bryce Young ended the season last year on a very positive note heading into 2025.
Yeah, and he also stomped in our heads.
Yeah, he did that too.
Yeah, there was that when playoffs were on the line. That happened. Whoops. Yeah, I'm going to say stock up. I like their young receivers that they have. Leggett, they got Tet McMillan this year.
He has been putting up some highlight catches. I've seen the clips. Well, of course they put the highlights up on Twitter, but he looks like so far that he is.
Well, so is Kyle Pitts if you look up the clips.
That is also true.
Sorry, Kyle.
Tet, though, you don't know if Tet can run past guys, but he definitely will be able to jump over people in
Drake
the NFL.
London's made a career out of
Same
it. So
thing.
Is Mike Evans. What is with the NFC South and these
– These tall, these jump, tall jump ball receivers.
Box jumping receivers.
Catch radius receivers.
Yeah, exactly. And there was a guy in Carolina on the defensive side of the ball who did a little bit of that for about 15 years too. Peppers. Julius Peppers. Yeah, I'm gonna go stock up too for the Carolina Panthers. I don't think they're gonna win the division or anything, but I think they're gonna be better.
All righty, let's spin the wheel again.
Let's
where
see if we can go
do
three
we land?
For three. Three for three. Three for three.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Interesting.
Stock up, stock down.
I'm going to say stock down.
Baker does have a hand injury right now.
Yep.
And they're going to be out without Tristan Wirfs, I think, for a little
bit
right
couple
now,
of
too.
Weeks,
so.
And Falcons need to beat their butts week one, man. I'm partially saying this from a Falcons fan's perspective. They got to win that week one game to set the tone for the season. I'm going to say what Baker did last year, he's not going to do that every year. That was a special year for him, man.
Right?
Right? he's had a couple of big seasons in the NFL.
A question mark. Not, right?
Yeah. Not that big, though. Not like best in the NFL numbers. And like you said, they're missing who is, I mean, and I mean this, the best player on their team in Tristan Wirfs. He might be the second best tackle in the NFL behind Trent Williams. Yeah, I'm going to say stock down slightly.
All righty,
let's do one more before we get out of here.
Spinning, 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 spinning.
This has been a good addition. Let's end on a high note. Come on
ooh,
now.
Ooh, ooh, the Commanders.
Ooh, that is a good one. All right, good addition of stock up, stock down here. The Commanders. Is Von Miller going to give them anything?
Anything he gives them is a bonus,
if
though.
If he does,
so.
I mean,
you're not counting on Vaughn to get you 8, 9, 10 sacks. So
speaking of
the inside,
speaking of the Cowboys, how good is that division? Is it a two-horse race? Is it just them and the Eagles? Are the Giants going to do anything? Probably not.
And not the Giants, but the Commanders and Eagles, I think, are so far ahead of everyone else in the division. But at the same time, they got to play each other twice.
And you got the Cowboys are going to score points this year.
Just not going to stop anybody.
Yeah, I don't know if their defense is going to be any good, but did they peak too early? As in not in the totality of Jaden Daniels' career, but nobody in the world had that happening last year.
If there was one thing to sort of focus on this offseason with the Commanders, it's what's going to happen with that Terry McLaurin contract.
Yeah, they need him. they don't have enough depth behind him at all, even with bringing in Debo. I'm going to say slight stock down. I don't know if they can be as good as they were last year. I think they'll be that good again. I just don't know if it's going to be next year. Interesting. All right, really fun addition of stock up, stock down there. When we get back, our old friend Jake Matthews stopped by Dukes and Bell. You'll hear that conversation when we get back exclusively. Or else, you're home for the Falcons. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app. It's Chris Thomas tonight till 10 o'clock.